Welcome to From the Chair with the Most Reverend Frederick F. Campbell, Bishop of the Diocese of Columbus. From the Chair is a series created by Bishop Campbell in cooperation with St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, so that he might directly speak with his flock to address questions about living the Catholic faith. In this series, Bishop Campbell hopes to present many subjects, including life in the Church, spiritual growth, our responsibility as Christians, and our individual vocation to holiness. From the Chair is intended to encourage our prayer life, to draw us deeper into a relationship with God, and to announce the good news of Jesus Christ. And now, Bishop Frederick Campbell.
My dear friends, this coming Saturday, May the 13th, we shall be marking the 100th anniversary of the apparitions of our Blessed Mother at Fatima in Portugal. This has proved to be one of the most popular devotions within the Catholic Church in the modern world. And I should like to take the opportunity to speak a little about those apparitions, but also to speak about apparitions in general, how they occur, how the Church approaches them. What, in fact, do they tell us? I think back on the year 1917, and I consider, first of all, the fact that Europe was engaged in an extraordinary and very bloody war. It appeared as if the whole of the continent had been taken up with that violence. 1917 actually was the worst year of the war, and the civilian population itself began to suffer very grievously. And there in a quiet village in Portugal, our Blessed Mother appeared to three children and had a profound message for them. Now, it's interesting that the appearance should be in Portugal, which was not involved in the war, although certainly touched by it. But the situation in Portugal was rather extraordinary, because a secular, in many ways an anti-religious government, had taken control, and the Church was under great pressure. And the appearances to these three children were extraordinary, but yet very touching. Now, the Church approaches apparitions very carefully, and it does this to make certain that there has been a period of discernment which would allow the Church to understand whether, in fact, these appearances were authentic, of divine origin, and, in fact, given for the betterment of the body of Christ, of the whole Church. There's always a concern that in any of these claims for the appearances of our Blessed Mother or of other saints, that there be, first of all, an understanding of the difference between private and public revelation. Public revelation came to a close with the death of the last of the 12 apostles and their immediate disciples. That revelation came definitively to a close with the sacred scriptures and also the apostolic tradition. And therefore, the Church believes that this is indeed the heart of the message of salvation. And for that reason, the Church is concerned for the protection of that deposit of faith, that apostolic gift to the Church, which preserved the authentic message of our Lord Jesus Christ in the completion of the prophetic work that preceded him, so that people will know very clearly what it is that our Lord taught us, how it pertains to our salvation, and how, in fact, it is to be proclaimed. Now, most of the apparitions fall under the heading of private revelation. And these revelations are determined to be authentic or inauthentic, and how, in fact, they relate to the public revelation, the deposit of faith. Do they contain anything that is contrary to the public revelation? Do they contain things that really encourage us to deepen our sense of the public revelation of that deposit of faith? Does it encourage authentic devotion and conversion of heart and mind? Or does it, in fact, introduce novel affairs? And the Church, therefore, takes some time in determining the authentic character of each of these apparitions, especially in a situation such as they appeared in Fatima. You know, there's a very interesting detail about these apparitions that perhaps people don't recognize or really think about very deeply. But the word Fatima is an Arabic word. It's a very familiar name given to women throughout the Arabic world. And it's interesting that it was in a place that had been affected by Arabic culture that our Blessed Mother appeared to these three young children. It is not, of course, unusual that such apparitions appear to three innocent and childlike individuals. Certainly within sacred scripture, we know that God often revealed himself to the little ones. Often poor and unknown in a surprising place. Who would have guessed that the Lord would be born to a woman, a young woman, in an obscure part of the Roman Empire some 2,000 years ago, announcing that she was to be the mother of the Savior? So that on the surface of it, many of the details are not surprising, but the Church, in its careful discernment, has in fact declared that indeed the apparitions at Fatima were of divine supernatural origin, and in fact given for the good and the growth of the faith of the people of God. Now, the message of Fatima is not something that requires a lot of deep thought or philosophical elaboration. We sometimes forget about that these messages are simple, many times clear, although at first it is a little disconcerting to those who receive them because they don't know immediately who this appearance is. Why would they be speaking to them? But it is in the message that we take the greatest comfort. The appearances of Fatima were indeed an expression of the maternal care of Mary for the members of the Church. Remember that from the cross, our Lord Jesus gave his mother to all of us through John the Apostle. And Mary becomes not only a representative of discipleship, always open to the reception of the Word of God and to the power of the Holy Spirit, but in her we see an extraordinary care for those who are devoted to Jesus Christ and marked by the power of her Son. Part of the message is the fact that in times of distress, there is a call for prayer and repentance. That this is the first way by which we respond to difficult times. And in that prayer and repentance, we find a deep desire and the ability to change our minds and hearts, to go through a profound act of conversion. And sometimes part of the revelation is to show to people the consequences of a loss of faith, of a kind of coolness, of ardor in our devotion to the Word of God. At Fatima, I think the message came not only in a time of a terrible war, but at a time of a growth of secularism as well, of a church that found itself struggling and under attack. And part of the message of Fatima was a need for fidelity, not only as we face the world around us, sometimes hostile, sometimes uncomprehending, but also fidelity within the church, to stir up a deeper devotion and commitment to those things that make us, in fact, Christian. I know that there has been long discussions over what I would call the prophetic visions that were part of the apparitions. I believe these prophetic visions, looking ahead, speaking of some difficult times, were in themselves also cautionary, saying to us that indeed, if the call to prayer and repentance is not heeded, this, in fact, what will inevitably follow from that. So it is not really a matter of determining particular details about the interpretation of the prophetic visions. We know that Pope St. John Paul II believed that part of the prophetic vision was fulfilled in his being saved from that assassination attempt back in the early 1980s. This increased the Holy Father's devotion to Mary and believed that, in fact, he had been spared because of the intervention of the Mother of God. But we look to Fatima and we thank God for, first of all, the great gift of the maternal care of Mary, her example allowing us to know what true discipleship is, a heeding of the call to prayer and repentance, and that deeper sense of faithfulness to who we are as followers of Christ, a commitment to live as he called us to live, and by our example to begin a renewal of our life within the church and to make our proclamation of the gospel all the more effective and compelling. For this, we honor the appearances of our Blessed Mother at Fatima. We see it as an aid to understanding what had been given to us already in sacred scripture and the tradition of the church. But we look forward with confidence then to that day when our Lord will appear again in all his glory and invite those faithful, in good times and in bad, to share with him forever the kingdom of God.
You have been listening to From the Chair with the Most Reverend Frederick F. Campbell, Bishop of the Diocese of Columbus. From the Chair is a series created by Bishop Campbell in cooperation with St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, so that he might directly speak with his flock to address questions about living the Catholic faith. Join us each Tuesday at 5 p.m. for From the Chair with Bishop Frederick F. Campbell.